Welcome to Big Thrills, Big Fun, and Even Bigger Wins. DaraCasino.com is the hottest free-to-play social casino around. Spin the reels, play your favorite games, and win big at home or on the go. Check in every day for free daily rewards.
Dara Casino is a free-pay social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit DaraCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an amazing welcome bonus at DaraCasino.com.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Trust you're doing well, staying a little cool wherever you might be today. You know, some people actually listen to this program while floating in their backyard pools. And I do not begrudge you at all. However you can feel comfortable in this oppressive summertime heat and listen to the Todd Starnes radio program, knock yourself out. We've got a lot going on today, a lot of news happening. President Trump meeting with his cabinet up on Capitol, up in the White House today. Also, we have been following this just really terrible story out of the Texas Hill Country and the devastation. Every single press conference, it just keeps getting worse and worse. And now they're telling us of what, over 100 people were swept away by this giant wall of water. And you know, it's interesting, as hard as they are trying, the Democrats still can't figure out a way to pin this on Donald Trump. They're trying. You know, they're trying as best they can to figure out some way to blame President Trump for what happened. And at the end of the day, it looks like, again, aside from the local county government who decided not to spend $1 million on some sort of a flood warning system, it seems like everybody did their jobs the way they were supposed to do their jobs, including the National Weather Service. So it's possible that we could just have an old-fashioned, horrible tragedy that nobody could have prevented. It's one of those things. And when you, did you have that in your bingo game? Did you know that a 30-foot wall of water was going to come tearing down the Guadalupe River? No, I don't think anybody did. But they're trying as hard as they can to blame the Republicans and President Trump. And then I came across this story, and I'm not surprised by this, but it's a bit aggravating. And it involves atheists. And so, look, we have to understand that we're talking about godless heathens here, all right? So they really don't have a moral center, and their souls are dark. And that's why they're atheists. And they need our Lord. But beyond that, they're just really nasty people. And this is the story. There is a group out of Wisconsin. We've talked about them before on this program. They call themselves the Freedom from Religion Foundation. And they are a radical group of atheists, and they hate Jesus, and they really hate the baby Jesus, and they love to bully and harass and harangue these small towns and communities. So if you've got a nativity scene up, they're going to send you a letter threatening to sue you. But these people, they don't have a constitutional leg to stand on. Anyway, they are very upset over Governor Greg Abbott. And the reason why is that Governor Abbott has issued a call to prayer, a proclamation urging Texans, and they did all this on Sunday, and I think a lot of other states did as well, asking for God's intervention and for God to comfort the grieving parents there in the state of Texas. Again, just a devastating, devastating story. So anyway, the atheists are all upset, and they've sent a formal letter to the governor calling his remarks insensitive and unconstitutional. And they're demanding that the governor never again issue a call to prayer, saying that it offends non-believers in the state of Texas. Really? Is that true? Because I've heard, I can't verify this, but I have heard that even the atheists are Baptist in Texas. I mean, everybody's religious in Texas, even the atheist. But I may be wrong here. So they're blasting the governor for using a natural disaster to promote religion. That's what they're accused. I'm not kidding you. I just want to say this on behalf of the good people of Texas. And look, I'm a Tennessean. We go and help Texas, right? That's what we've done since the inception of our great state. That's why they call us the Volunteer State, by the way. You got an infestation of Mexicans, you know, invading the country? Give us a call. We'll be down there to lend a helping hand. Remember the Alamo. That's what we do here. So anyway, they sent this formal letter, and they wrote, as governor, you have many tools to actually help prepare for weather-related disasters, and you should use these tools rather than using your office and state resources to promote your personal religious beliefs. By the way, we got an alert yesterday. It was yesterday, day before yesterday. Got an alert for a flash flood warning. I didn't even pay attention to it. Nobody pays attention to that. Nobody does. I mean, the alerts are going out. Nobody's paying attention. And that's in broad daylight. Annie Laurie Gaylor is the co-president of the FFRF. And she says the governor's statements are part of the God always gets the credit, never the blame phenomenon. She says, if God was watching out, why did this all-powerful, all-seeing deity allow 27 campers and counselors at a Christian camp to be tragically swept away? Abbott can't have it both ways. Well, perhaps Miss Gaylor, who clearly is a moron, she doesn't understand that this is not God's intention. This was not God's way. That mankind sinned, mankind went against God, mankind chose not to accept God's perfect creation, and now we live in a sinful world. We live in a world where very bad things happen sometimes, and a very bad thing happened over the weekend, and it's a tragedy. So anyway, the atheists are saying the governor should leave religion as a private matter for private citizens. And he should observe a strict separation of church and state. It is a very cold and heartless response, but it's exactly what you would expect from a group of cold, heartless, godless heathens. I mean, that's who the atheists are. That is their nature. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And I know I've heard a lot of preachers. Our good friend Dr. Robert Jeffress was on Fox talking about this. And this is not, you know, this is not some sort of a plan. This is the result of what happened in the Garden of Eden many, 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 many years ago. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be taking your calls on that. Do you think that the governor was out of line here by offering a day of prayer? I find nothing wrong with that. I think, you know, Democrat and Republican presidents over the years have done the exact same thing. I've got no problem with that at all. All right. Again, want to go through some of the stories we're going to be covering today. We're going to be rehashing this Epstein list. There are now people calling for Jeffrey Epstein, or calling for Pam Blondie, as they're calling her now, Pam Blondie, to be removed as the attorney general. Look, I don't know. I'm not there. All I can tell you is that for years, the people that were not in charge of the Department of Justice and the FBI were saying there was a vast cover-up. And now that those same people are in charge, they're saying there was not a vast cover-up. So I'm just curious, which one is it? Which one is it? And I want you to listen. This is Dan Bongino. And by the way, they're telling us there were no files. There were no Epstein files. There were only victims. There were no perpetrators. That makes no sense to me. I mean, if you're a victim, if there is a victim, there has to be somebody who was responsible for the victimization. Who did that? They said there's no black book, that there's none of this. They're saying that the video evidence shows beyond a shadow of a doubt that Epstein killed himself. He was not killed. Well, that flies in the face of what Bongino had been telling us for a number of years on all of his platforms. And by the way, it's, again, I don't know. I'm not there, but Bongino made a career. He built a name for himself on these allegations about Jeffrey Epstein. Cut number six.
Listen, that Jeffrey Epstein story is a big deal. Please do not let that story go. Keep your eye on this. Catherine Rumler, I want you, we need to keep the heat on this case, folks. There are a lot of people who are knee deep in the Washington swamp who are not telling you the truth about serious allegations out there that Epstein may have had video and audio of people out there doing things they shouldn't have been doing. And you should be asking yourself the question, how is it that all these people, the CIA director, the Obama fixer, Bill Clinton, all intersected paths with Jeffrey Epstein? Jeffrey Epstein isn't with us anymore, and nobody seems to want to talk about it. Outside of a few entrepreneurial media outlets saying, hey, this is a big deal.
He killed himself. You want me to get... I've seen the whole file. He killed himself.
Wait, what? You go from one extreme to the other. By the way, here is Kash Patel. This is Kash Patel in 2023. These are the guys in charge now, right? And here's what he was saying. And again, all of these guys built their careers and their national platforms on this idea of corruption within the FBI. Cut number eight, please.
Who has Jeffrey Epstein's
black book?
Black book.
FBI.
But who? That is, that I mean, there's...
Oh, that's under direct control of the director of the FBI. Just like the manifesto from the Nashville school shooting, yes, of the Catholic school. Yeah. We still haven't seen that, right? It's not the Nashville police or PD saying we don't want this out. The FBI airmailed into that operation and said this is not getting out. Because they do that because this is another government gangster operation. All these local law enforcement communities get funding from the DOJ and FBI for local programs. And if you don't cooperate, you're not getting your $1 million for this. And you're not getting and that's a lot of money to these local districts. That's how they play the game. That's why you don't have a black book.
But the black book is not just sitting. I mean, that's Hoover power times 10.
And to me, that's a thing I think President Trump should run on. On day one, roll out the black book.
All right. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That was Kash Patel as he was promoting his new book. And so, look, it may very well be that what they're telling us now is the God's honest truth. But something's not right. They were either wrong then or they're wrong now. But you can't have it both ways. You just can't. So then, I don't mean to pile on here, but I'm confused about what's going on within the administration right now, because President Trump campaigned on this idea to move the FBI headquarters out of Washington, D.C. And I think everybody was excited about that. Everybody got behind that. And now word has come out that the FBI is indeed moving its headquarters, but they're moving it pretty much across the street. So they're staying in Washington, D.C., and they're moving the entire FBI headquarters to the Ronald Reagan Building, which is a massive, massive building. So instead of downsizing and moving out of Washington, D.C., they are moving into a much larger building now. And if anybody dares to question, you're all of a sudden labeled anti-Trump, which is a load of hooey. And I, you know, you can say what you want to about me, but I've been pretty darn supportive of this president. But I've just got a lot of questions. If you're going to make promises on the campaign trail, you got to deliver on those campaign promises. And I don't know if Pam Blondie needs to go or not. I can say this about Pam, is that she seems more focused on developing a career at Fox News Channel than she does actually leading the Justice Department. And that's fine. That is fine. you just need to step down from your job as the attorney general so you can advance your TV career. I got no problem with that. As a matter of fact, I think the other two, Bongino and Kash Patel, also are very interested in making sure they have some sort of a platform or portfolio to go to after their term at the FBI. And again, I got no problem with that. But there were things that were alleged. And if you're making your career, if you're building your life on this particular issue, and it turns out that it was all fake, I mean, what does that tell you, ladies and gentlemen? So anyway, there are a lot of people now that say, you know what? We've got to move on. And that is the new argument. We have to move on now because it's over and done with. Really? Well, if that's the case, what about Ghislaine Maxwell? She's sitting in jail. If in fact there was no black book, if in fact there were no clients, if in fact there were no pervert males, then why is she in jail? Why is she sitting in a cell right now? All right, we got to take a break. 901-260-5926. Do we just brush it under the rug and move on, ladies and gentlemen? This is the Todd Stern Show. America doesn't need barbed wire or secret police to lose freedom. All it takes is silence. Live Not by Lies is a gripping docuseries by Angel Studios that reveals how soft totalitarianism is creeping into everyday life. Through powerful stories from people who lived under communism, it warns of what happens when we surrender truth for safety. This is a must-watch for anyone who loves faith, family, and freedom. Stream the series now, only on Angel Guild, by visiting angel.com/starns. You know, the really interesting thing, to put a bow here on this Epstein scandal, is the only person actually doing jail time is Ghislaine Maxwell, who is serving a 20-year prison sentence in federal court. What I find fascinating about this, she's been accused of sex trafficking. So what about all the men? What about them? Why haven't they been charged? And again, if what Kash Patel and Dan Bongino and Pam Bondi are telling us is accurate, that there were no men, that there were no files, that there was no black book, then why is this woman still in prison? And that is something that they need to hold a press conference, and they need to stand, all three of them need to hold a press conference, stand up there, and they need to take some hard-hitting questions from reporters. All right, let's go to Steve in Little Rock, Arkansas. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. I'm not surprised at all about Dan Bongino, his behavior in this. My introduction to Dan Bongino, and you're involved in this story a little bit, is after Rush Limbaugh died, you got the slot on KARN, a station in Little Rock, of that 11 to 2 slot, and your show was coming on to replace Rush there for a short period of time. And then whoever, is it iHeart that was the corporate?
It was Cumulus. They own KARN.
Then they decided to give that slot to Dan nationwide. Okay. Dan comes on, I'm listening to his show stuff, and COVID comes along, and the vaccine comes along, and Cumulus said everybody that worked for Cumulus had to get the vaccine or lose their job. And an acquaintance of ours, Doc Washburn, which had an afternoon show in Little Rock, he refused to take it. They fired him. Dan Bongino's on the air on the same station every day saying, well, I took the vaccine because of my cancer, but if they fire anybody else or they force anybody else, I told them I'm done. I'm giving it in.
And he never did he, Steve, as we've got to go to break? He never did. It's a true story. I'll say something else about that as we come back from break. But, Steve, yeah, you're right. And we do miss our friends at KARN. All right, hang tight, everybody. Got to take a quick break. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. You know, Mike has a passion to help everybody get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by creating the best pillow. He also created the best bed sheets ever. Mike is offering the best deal on his Percale bed sheets. You can get a set for as low as $24.98. The MyPillow Percale bed sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. They look great. They feel great. And that means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Also, for a limited time, when you order over $100 worth of merch, you're going to get $100 in free digital gifts. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $24.98. Order now or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS. That's 800-839-8506. Use promo code STARNS. All right, so we're going to get to the next topic here, but President Trump just weighed in on the Epstein thing, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. But I want to go back to something that Steve from Little Rock, Arkansas said, and it is true that they used to carry my show live in Little Rock, Arkansas during the Rush Limbaugh was on another station at the time. And what was fascinating is that we were number one in the ratings. I mean, we were running and gunning, and we had so much engagement from our Little Rock audience, and the station was very happy. Then all of a sudden, Cumulus, which owns the radio station, they came in and said, it doesn't matter how good the show is doing, we're replacing Starnes with Bongino, which they did. Anyway, COVID comes along, and there was a huge controversy because Cumulus, which carries a lot of conservative talk radio hosts, they told every one of their staffers, if you don't get the clot shot, you're going to lose your job. And a lot of very good conservative, real, authentic conservative people lost their jobs as a result of all of that. Now, Bongino was out there, and he was challenging the company's stand. He said he would leave the company after his contract ended. And he said he could, and reading from Talkers magazine, he confided to his listeners that the company had ended the mandate, and he would now, then he said he wanted to continue his role. So it was really off-putting to a lot of folks within the radio industry at the time. But again, all of that came, I mean, it was Cumulus. What are you going to do? You know, they own the company, they own Bongino, so you're going to do what your boss says you got to do, right? So there you go. All right. So Trump, just moments ago, a reporter, and by the way, I don't know who asked this question, but it was a fair question to ask because all of this came down yesterday. The reporter at the cabinet meeting asked the following question.
Could I just interrupt for a second? Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talked about for years. You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. Yeah. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration, but you go ahead.
Sure. First, to back up on that, in February, I did an interview on Fox, and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said, I was asked a question about the client list, and my response was, it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file, along with the JFK, MLK files as well. That's what I meant by that. Also, to the tens of thousands of video, they turned out to be child porn downloaded by that disgusting Jeffrey Epstein. Child porn is what they were. Never going to be released, never going to see the light of day. To him being an agent, I have no knowledge about that. We can get back to you on that. And the minute missing from the video, we released the video showing definitively, the video was not conclusive, but the evidence prior to it was showing he committed suicide. And what was on that, there was a minute that was off the counter. And what we learned from Bureau of Prisons was every year, every night, they redo that video. It's old, from like 1999. So every night the video is reset. and every night should have the same minute missing. So we're looking for that video to release that as well, showing that a minute is missing every night. And that's it on Epstein.
All right, that's it. We're not allowed to talk about it anymore, people. You just heard the president say, that's it. Don't you ever say anything ever again about Jeffrey Epstein. We have to move on now. I mean, that's... Oh, geez, Alou. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Can we talk about the TSA for just a moment? There was some big news that came down yesterday, and this is pretty significant news. It does not impact yours truly right now, but I do want to. I do have a lot of questions about this. So, look, TSA has just announced that most passengers will no longer be required to remove their footwear at checkpoints. And this has been going on since 2006, by the way, where you had to take off your shoes, you got to take off your belts. You know, a lot of people were just stripping down to their boxer shorts because you would go through these machines and the machines would ring, and then they would have to pat you down and feel you up and get you to at least second base, sometimes third. And, I mean, this is the way it is every single day in airports across the nation. Now, I was one of the very few, and when I say very few, I may have been the only conservative talk radio host in America who was opposed to the Patriot Act. I'm not willing to say I was, but I think I was the only conservative talk radio host in America who was opposed to the Patriot Act. Because the basic premise of the Patriot Act that George W. Bush implemented in the aftermath of the 9/11 Muslim terrorist attacks was this, and was a very simple thing. We have to take away some of your freedom to keep you safe. And whenever the government says something like that, the hairs on the back of my neck just start to raise up. Because that was the whole point of the Patriot Act. It created the TSA, and it created all the agencies that are stripping us of our freedoms so that we can be safe. They did the same thing. And by the way, the American people, they didn't learn their lesson from all of this, because remember what happened when the China virus happened. Remember what the government said. Well, we're going to have to take away some of your civil liberties so that you people will be able to, you know, survive. And what are the American people? Oh, my word, whatever you do, just here, take it away. We don't need Jesus. Shut down our churches. We don't need jobs. Shut down our small businesses. Just keep us safe. Keep us safe. We don't want to die. We don't want to. Give me the clot shot. Make it a double. I mean, it was, wow. Remember that? I mean, they didn't even have to say, "Hey, Pastor, can we just have a conversation? Would you like to come on over to Roost, Chris? We're gonna treat you to a steak dinner, and in the course of the steak dinner, you know, Pastor, we need to ask a favor of you. We need you to shut down your church. Would you mind doing that for us?" They didn't even have to do that. They just said, "Hey, pastors, we need you to shut down your churches." Great, no problem. Let us know when we can reopen. Oh, you think I'm kidding? No, you guys remember that. Of course, all of you remember. So anyway, here we are so many years later, and the whole point of this was the shoe bomber. Remember the shoe bomber? He tried to set his shoe on fire and blow himself up, and it didn't work. To date, the TSA has not stopped a single terrorist attack, period. That's it. Instead, they've turned every airport in America into North Korea. When you step foot, and you laugh, but you think about this. As soon as you get out of your car at the airport, don't you get this feeling of dread, this sense of dread that all of your rights are being stripped away? You've got government goons that are screaming at you. How dare you, Todd? Those are hardworking American citizens. Who do you think you are? Really? Well, that's what they said about the Gestapo. And I never have understood TSA, because those people treat their fellow countrymen like crap. They treat all of us like we're the terrorist. there was a great scene from the movie Airplane. I don't know if you remember this movie. Many years ago, one of my favorite parody movies. And they're letting the Muslim terrorist walk through the checkpoints with all of their guns and ammo. And then a sweet little grandma, her knitting needle sets off the alarms. And then the next thing you know, she's got guns in her face. That's real life. That's the TSA. How many times have we seen grandma and sweet little Susie with her baby doll getting felt up by TSA goons? And everybody's sitting around complaining about it. But it's true. It's true. And shame on you for doing that. Shame on you. So anyway, the good news is now. So, and here's how silly the whole thing is. So then they created something called the TSA PreCheck. So if you send them a lot of money, you get to keep your shoes on. And you don't have to take your shoes off or your belt. And you don't have to go through the body scanners. You get to go through the little metal detector, right? But you got to pay money. Does that make you safer? No, it just makes them richer. And now they have something called Clear, which alleviates even more waiting, and you're able to walk right on through. So it really all depends on how much money you have. And I will say this, I don't like being manhandled. I don't like being felt up. They don't even send flowers. They don't even send Dinstall's chocolates, not even a freaking cigarette. There are a couple of times, and by the way, when they saw my Fox News logo on my luggage and stuff, which I took off, by the way, I was always pulled aside. That Fox News logo, it was like a red flag for TSA. They always pulled me aside, and by the time it was all over, I was singing the high parts on Amazing Grace, and I didn't want to do that. So, yeah, I fork over the money. So I just literally walk into the airport, get my ticket, give them my luggage, and I walk right through security and off to the airport. Because I don't like singing the high parts on Amazing Grace. I'm just telling you. I mean, really, ladies and gentlemen, does the TSA make you feel safer? Having all of those agents treating you like you're some sort of a terrorist? 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Kathy in Salem, Oregon, listening to us on KYKN, wants to weigh in on the Epstein files. Kathy, President Trump says you're not allowed to talk about it anymore.
Well, I was just going to ask you, are you going to hang up on me if I have a question?
I'm conflicted, Kathy. I love my president. I don't know what to do.
You love me more. Okay, let's see. The kid, she said it's nothing but child porn videos, blah, blah, blah. Okay, nobody wants to see the children involved. Who were the adults that were violating them? That's who we're interested in, and I think she should be too.
Isn't it weird, Kathy? There are all these victims, but there's nobody's been accused. Nobody's been arrested. The only person that's been arrested is Ghislaine Maxwell. That's it.
For procurement, basically, right?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, she was the madam, I suppose, in the relationship. Yeah.
So we're just interested in if they have videos of the abuse happening, then there is an adult there doing the abusing. That's who we want to expose.
And look, here's the thing, Kathy. I don't think that, and the people are out there suggesting now in MAGA world, oh, well, maybe President Trump is on the list. No, he's not on the list. And I'm going to tell you why I can say that emphatically, because that information would have been leaked out during the Biden years. I mean, there's no doubt about that. So I don't think that this has anything to do with Trump. I think it has to do with some very incredibly powerful people. And it may be that at the end of the day, Epstein was an operative of the CIA. I mean, that's been talked about, and that he was involved in some really, really bad stuff that they don't want the American people to know about. I mean, that could be a possibility.
Okay, well, yeah. They're victim perpetrators.
Exactly. And we need to know who those perpetrators are, Kathy. And that's what concerns me, because I guess, is it case closed? That's what they should have held a press conference, and they should have gotten all of this out in the open. But I'm telling you, the way it looks to me right now, Kathy, is that the new FBI is just as bad as the old FBI was.
They're kind of acting like it.
Yeah, and I don't like feeling that way, but they're really not giving us much of a choice right now. Kathy, got to run. Thank you for the call. We do love Kathy. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Red, itchy, irritated eyelids. Red, itchy, irritated eyelids. Red, itchy, irritated eyelids might be caused by mites.
These symptoms may be Demodex blepharitis, an eyelid disease caused by an infestation of Demodex mites, a common mite found on humans. If you are experiencing these symptoms, visit eyelidcheck.com and talk to an eye doctor. Don't freak out. Get checked out. Sponsored by Tarsus Pharmaceuticals.
You know, folks, I don't know about you, but when I flip the container around, I'm out grocery shopping, and now RFK Jr. has got me looking at all the ingredients, and there's a lot of stuff that I can't even figure out. Is it real or not? I can't pronounce it. I just put it right back on the shelf, and this is one of the reasons why I've been taking, really for the past couple of years now, Balance of Nature's fruits and veggie supplements. You hear their ads all the time on the show. I take them every single day. Every ingredient is a fruit or veggie plucked from the soil, and no binders, no additives, no artificial colors, no fillers, just whole fruits and veggies, gluten-free and vegan-friendly too, which is a kind of a cool thing, I suppose. All of the ingredients are freeze-dried into a fine powder, and they use a vacuum-cold process to preserve the nutritional value of the fruits and veggies. And this is why I am confident that every single day I'm getting my 31 ingredients from fruits and veggies every single day with Balance of Nature. It's just like getting a platter with 31 different pieces of fruit and veggies on it every day. So I want to encourage you to check out Balance of Nature. Use my discount code Todd. You're going to get 40% off. This is a great deal. 40% off. Free shipping this week only, but you have to use my discount code Todd. Give them a call, 1-800-246-8751, and use the discount code Todd. Again, 800-246-8751, discount code Todd. You can also order online at balanceofnature.com, and again, use that discount code Todd, and you're going to get 40% off this week only. It is a great, great deal. And also, it's a great price to see if you're going to love it. And trust me, you're going to love it. But I know some of you are like, well, you know, I don't know. I don't know. You know, I take the little Flintstones. No, forget Flintstones vitamins. Try Balance of Nature. And again, 40% off using my discount code, Todd. Well, folks, some exciting news, first of all, about the book, and then some very exciting news about the show. And we're going to say that for the next hour. So we're going to kick off the next hour with some pretty exciting news about our radio program. But right now, I've got to tell you about the book, Star Spangled Blessings. It is doing so incredibly well. We are still the number one new book in two categories over on Amazon, and we're pretty darn excited about that. And I want you to get a copy of this book. It is a great little gift book. It's also a fun book for you and your family to enjoy every single day. 40 days worth of devotions about our great country and how God has blessed our great nation. Also, if you've already read the book, we would love for you to post a review, and you can do that on Amazon. We need the reviews to start coming in. Normally, it takes a little while. It takes a couple of months for the reviews to start coming in, but we need you to go ahead and help us out by doing that right now. And I am telling you, the book is selling incredibly well, and a lot of the big bookstores are already reordering, restocking. I think Target already out of the book. So Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and your local bookstores, more than likely, they're still going to have copies for you. And, of course, you can always get a copy at Amazon. People have been asking, all right, Starnes, did you do an audiobook? Yes, did an audiobook, and I recorded it myself. And you can get that at Amazon. If you're an Amazon Prime member, they're going to give you that free. It is a free download if you are an Amazon Prime member. So check that out. Take advantage of that. You can get it on Kindle. And, of course, I'm old school. I got to have an actual copy of my book, and you can get that as well. All right, hang tight, everybody. Some exciting news about the show coming up. This is The Todd Stern Show.
Welcome to Big Thrills, Big Fun, and Even Bigger Wins. DaraCasino.com is the hottest free-to-play social casino around. Spin the reels, play your favorite games, and win big at home or on the go. Check in every day for free daily rewards.
Dara Casino is a free-pay social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit DaraCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an amazing welcome bonus at DaraCasino.com.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us today. Man, it is an insanely busy week after the 4th of July holiday, and normally it's not like this. So, look, we've got a lot of ground to cover this particular hour of the show, but we need to start out by talking about yours truly. And we don't like to toot our horn on this program. We sort of let our commentary do the talking for us. And I will just say this, that God has truly blessed our great little show over the years, and I believe that he will continue to do so. And in the radio business, it's a tough industry. And by that, I mean, you know, the corporate giants own most of the radio stations in America. And so when you look at the radio stations that carry our show, I think it's like 140, 150 radio stations around the country that carry this program. That's a huge number of stations. And most of them are independent. They're like mom and pop operated, independently owned radio stations. And the reason why is, you know, for example, iHeart, they've got their two guys, Clay and Buck, at this hour, and Clay and Buck are good guys. Then you've got the guy over at Cumulus who replaced Bongino. I can't remember that guy. I can't remember the guy's name. Anyway, that guy. And so every iHeart station has to carry Clay and Buck. They've got no choice in the matter. Every Cumulus station has to carry whoever that guy is. Oh, his name is Vince. All right, you got to carry Vince. I don't know the guy. I'm sure he's very nice. So they've got their own people. So that means there's just the pie, the number of stations that can actually carry the Todd Starnes Show just starts to shrink dramatically. So we're just blessed to have one station carry. Well, one station would have to carry because, you know, I own KWAM in Memphis. That would be kind of weird, right? Dylan, that would be weird if I said, you know what, I don't think I want to carry my show.
It would be a little weird. Yeah.
That would generate some headlines.
You have to be at least proud of one show.
What does Starnes know that? What does Starnes know about himself that he's not saying? What's going on there? No. So all that to say, every time we add a station, it's really an exciting thing around here. So anyway, today, this is sort of a big deal for us, and we get to toot our horn once a year, and this is that time. So Talkers Magazine is the industry leader. They rank all of the talk show hosts in America, and they release their Heavy 100 list every summer. And the 2025 Heavy 100 list came out, and we have surged up to number 23. So we are now the 23rd most popular talk radio show in America, and we are the only independently owned radio show on the list. So well done, us. And we have really a great team. I know the studio audience is so excited. We have a great team that puts this show together and works very hard to deliver you good, fun, hopefully entertaining content every single day. And it's an honor to be able to come in and sit behind this microphone and have a conversation. I feel like I know all of you. And when you call in, especially, we love it because it's like a great big, you know, front porch on the radio, as we say so many times. And so it's a blessing. And we certainly appreciate all of our great affiliates who carry this program noon to three, noon to three. We also beat the Fox guy. Can I say that? Are we allowed to say that? That is kind of, that is bragging rights. All right, we'll take it. Anyway, we beat Howard Stern too, Dylan. That's kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
He does have the hair, though.
Yeah, you gotta work on that. Maybe mm-hmm. you can get a wig.
Yeah. Oh, we also beat Shapiro, Ben Shapiro.
This is awesome.
There you go. We'll take what we can get. So anyway, no, actually Shapiro beat us, but that's all right. We're in good company. So ranked number 23 in the rankings, and Hannity number one, and Dave Ramsey number two. Then you've got Kilmeade, Clay and Buck, and Dana Loesch. And again, those stations are forced to carry these folks. And we appreciate all of our independently owned radio stations out there, because you guys had a choice to make, and we're so thankful you chose us. We really are. So, you know, when you look at what talk radio has become, you know, so many people thought it was, you know, they misunderstood what people like Paul Harvey and Rush Limbaugh were doing. And many of you, I know if you're a Gen Zer and if you're a millennial, some of you are like going, who's Paul Harvey? Paul Harvey was really a version of Rush. I mean, what Rush did was completely different, but Paul Harvey delivered the news. He delivered commentary. He took care of his advertisers, and he was a trusted voice in this nation for generations on the radio. And he wrote every single word that everything he said, Paul Harvey wrote himself. He didn't have a huge team of people writing his own stuff. No, every day he sat down, he didn't have a laptop computer, he had an old-fashioned typewriter. And man, he was knocking out copy left and right, and it was his voice. And the same thing for Rush. You know, when Fox News originally approached me about doing this show, and I've been doing it, this is our fifth year of doing it solo. Do you know that my show now has a bigger audience than it did when I was at Fox? And you say, well, what does that mean? Well, it means that people were listening to the show. It wasn't about the brand. It was about the content of the show. That's what really matters to people. And so, you know, now looking back, you wonder how in the world could we, you know, I mean, the idea of leaving Fox News, I mean, it was inconceivable, because you're like, well, who's going to listen to us? Well, it turned out that people weren't listening to us because we were Fox. They were just listening to us because they liked hanging out with us. They liked our content. They liked my, you know, point of view on something. And a lot of people didn't. You know, we had a lot of liberals that used to listen to us, and they still listen to us today. Some of them call in because we don't scream at people. Going back to the old Rush Limbaugh shows, Rush never screamed at anybody. I love going back and listening to the old Rush shows. It's kind of, I'm like a radio talk show nerd like that. And I'll go back and listen to those old shows. And it really was fascinating, because Rush really put together every single day an entertaining 3 hours on the radio. And it wasn't necessarily what everybody else was talking about. It was, you know, hey, this is an issue that matters to me, whether he's talking about technology. You know, he was a huge Mac guy. He loved the Apple products. He loved football, his Kansas City Chiefs and the Royals. And he loved lots of different things, and he talked about those things on the show. And people listened. And that's what we've been doing. We've been trying to do every single day from our news bunker here in Memphis, Tennessee. I did contemplate staying in New York City when we launched this show. And I could have done that but then I realized, you know what? We can do this show from anywhere in America with the technology. And I really do feel like we have a better show because we're not in New York. And that we are in the Mid-South. You know, we're around normal people, regular people. No, I'm not saying that New Yorkers are not normal. I'm just saying they have a different way of thinking. And in New York City, and people in New York will admit to this, in New York City, they think everything to the west of the Hudson River is a vast wilderness. And we get a different perspective doing our show from here in Memphis. I think Rush gets a different perspective when he did his show from South Florida. Or, for example, Glenn Beck, who broadcast his show from Texas, I believe the Dallas area. So, I love radio. I love the industry. I love the idea of theater of the mind. So you're driving around and we're having conversations and you're thinking about things. And I love that. That's what radio's supposed to be. But it's not supposed to be screaming. It's not supposed to be yelling. It's about being conversational. It's about being entertaining, too. I mean, nobody wants to be NPR. Not even NPR wants to be NPR, but they can't help themselves. We don't even, you know, we were looking at upgrading our swag, and I said, I don't care what we sell as long as we don't give away tote bags. No tote bags or umbrellas. You can go to NPR for that nonsense. So anyway, all that to say, thank you for listening to this radio show. Thank you to all of our incredible sponsors, and we have a lot of great local sponsors as well. And I have to always thank our friends at WDUN in Gainesville, Georgia. And the reason why is they provided me with a radio home as we were building our studios here. I actually moved to Gainesville for a couple of months, and we did the show out of their incredible studios. And their team there was so hospitable, and they really helped me personally because, again, they're a family-owned radio station. They helped me navigate what does it mean to be the owner of a radio station as well as being a national talk radio host. There are a lot of moving parts here. So I can't ever say enough great things about our friends at WDUN in Gainesville, Georgia. And you know what, though? And I will say this. And I take nothing away from WDUN at all. But there are so many of our other affiliates who have that same sort of spirit. And I got to see that whenever we go out on our book tours. You know, we were just in Wichita at KQAM, The Big Talker. And you get to see that up close and personal. And that's one of the reasons we do what we do every single day. When we have a book coming out, we travel around and we go to not the big, huge cities, but we go to the towns that carry our radio show. I mean, where else could we have gotten one of the best hot dogs in America in Statesville, North Carolina, for crying out loud, WSIC. All right, we got to take a break. Enough of this. But all that to say thank you, and we're excited. We thank Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison, and the great team there, and we thank them for their kindness. And we look forward to another great broadcasting year of the Todd Stern Show. All right, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Again, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Your injury attorneys.com. Click or call. That's all.
Hi, this is attorney Howard Merricks at yourinjuryattorneys.com. At Merricks Law Group, we'll get you the money you deserve fast. Call me now to find out what your case might be worth. Merricks Law Group will help you and your car get back on the road quickly. Take back control of your life. Click or call, that's all, yourinjuryattorneys.com.
Yourinjuryattorneys.com. Click or call, that's all.
And welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Oh, there's a brand new Superman movie that's coming out this weekend. Have you seen the ads? They're all over the place. And this one, this iteration has a little dog, the super dog, and which is kind of like a, I don't know what I was thinking, maybe like a Burmese mountain dog or something, but it's like a metrosexual little purse poodle. I mean, it's a cute little dog, but it doesn't scream like, you know, alien. So anyway, the new Superman movie is coming out, and you know how it is. And it looked, I mean, I've seen the promos, and it looks interesting. And I normally don't go to the movies. I always wait till they come out, you know, on whatever, Apple movies or whatever. And I'll explain why in just a moment here. But I just don't think a lot of people go to the movies anymore. I really don't. And it's just an unpleasant experience. First of all, what is it, $20? Dylan, have you been to a movie anytime over the past?
I went to go see Oppenheimer. It was like the last big movie I saw.
I see. How much were the tickets? Do you remember?
Oh, boy. It was probably $8 or $9 a ticket.
$8 or $9?
Yeah. It was around $18, $20 for me and my wife.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you go like during an off time or was this like the weekend?
No, this was on the weekend, I believe.
Yeah. Really? All right. Well, that's a pretty good deal because most tickets these days are like, you know, $15, $20.
They're not very cheap. And especially if you get popcorn and the whatnots, you got to You're going to get up there.
What are your whatnots? Do you have a go-to whatnot?
I like the Milk Duds, but I can't chew them because they get stuck in your teeth. So I've reverted to what are the ones that...
The Whoppers.
Whoppers. That's it. That's
those, those are the malt.
Yes.
Malted milk chocolate.
You don't have to worry about them getting stuck.
You get the crunch.
Yeah. No popcorn.
One of my favorite... The problem... I don't know if you've... Was it a full... did you have like a full auditorium when you went?
Yeah, because it was one of those... It was like Barbie and Oppenheimer were both being promoted, and they called it Barbie or Oppen Barbie or whatever they called
geez.
It. So it was a packed theater.
I just... Here's the thing, and your great-grandmother was great about doing this. She took all the cousins... Your mom included, we all went to go see Superman, like the original Superman. And it was at the movie theater, I'll never forget this, the movie theater in Whitehaven. Someone listening to us in Memphis will actually remember the name of this. But it was like the big movie theater. We used to go there all the time. Swiss Family Robinson saw that one, but it was Superman. And you know what your great-grandmother did? She packed an entire 2 liter of Coke in her purse. That's snacks, awesome. Everything. Cups.
I think you can get away with it now if you got a purse, but because they don't check, you know, your big purses.
No, they don't check.
So you can
bring
anything.
A grandma. You're not going to check grandma. Ma'am, we need to pull you aside for a moment.
The TSA of movie theaters. Of
contraband.
Yeah.
But she was, I mean, we were snacking the whole, I mean, she had cups, little paper towelettes, the whole nine yards. I love that. But now you're right. I mean, you got to pay, I mean, it's probably $40-$50 to get, you know, to get drinks, snacks, and whatnot. And, you know, if your girlfriend's an eater, you know, that's maybe tack on a couple of, you know, she wants a hot dog. That's another $20.
It's true.
So anyway, and then you've got all the kids. And people don't know how to behave in theaters. They act like they're at home and they can just, you know, talk and carry on.
They're all the worst, especially if it's like one of those sing-along movies. There are people going to sing. Or they're going to quote the movie because they've seen it in the commercials or the Minecraft. It's just, don't bring your, I'm not saying don't bring your kids.
But. And then you've got the kids that are like hormones raging mm-hmm. and they're trying to create babies while you're just trying to enjoy the movie.
Right. I don't sit in the back anymore.
No, never sit in the back. And you're like, kids, take it to the car like your parents did. You know, there are other people here. Be considerate. But the worst part is when you get up, and you get ready to walk out, and your shoes, you move, but your shoes don't move. Your shoes are stuck to the floor. That's disgusting. So all that to say, I wait till the movies come back, you know, to TV, and then you can enjoy it.
The Netflix.
Yeah, it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg.
No.
So anyway, Superman's coming out. I'm going to run out of time here, but I've got some things to say about this. Apparently, the new Superman movie is anti-Trump, and it's woke. What? Why would you do this? Why does Hollywood have to ruin everything? And I'm sure the actor who plays Superman, a great guy, and he seems like a very good-hearted person, a kind person. But the poor guy is stuck now because it's not his fault that the director, James Gunn, is anti-Trump and woke. But apparently this reboot, and they're basing the entire DC comic world, the movie world, on this particular film. The movie is going to be all about politics and immigration. And they've done a lot of interviews, and we're going to play some of this when we come back from the break. But they're suggesting, the people involved in the movie say that if you are opposed to immigrants, then you're anti-American. That's a way to pack them into the seats. Accuse them all of being anti-American. So one of the actors says, Superman is an immigrant, and if you don't support immigrants, you are not a good American. Are you buying this, ladies and gentlemen? I miss the old Hollywood movies where they weren't cramming an agenda down your throats. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. are you getting all these text messages from people congratulating us on the big news today? The Todd Stern Show ranked number 23 on all of the talk radio shows in America. And we certainly thank our friends at Talkers Magazine. We almost beat Howard Stern. We're pretty darn close, Dylan. So it's Howard Stern and then me. So we got to work on that.
You got to get your wig.
I got to.
And then you're all set.
And maybe some midgets, right? We can't say that word. Little people. They're always doing some weird stuff with the midgets on that show.
You're going to get kicked off the air before you go above Howard.
Whoops. I think we just dropped to number 28. What happened? What's going on? So anyway, congrats also to our good buddy Lars Larson. Where is that? Lars just sent me an email. And Lars, we carry his show in the afternoons on KWAM in Memphis. It is a great show. And Lars says, nice, congrats on 23. Lars is number 14, by the way, but it's his pronouns. Lars Larson lists his pronouns in his ID. His pronoun is wherewithal. I love that. Thank you, Lars. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our good friend Josh Jones. Josh, do you list your pronouns? I'm putting you on the spot.
I do not, Todd. No.
Good for you. Well, as you're a good Liberty grad, why would you?
Exactly.
I was not making a joke. I was telling a story yesterday. I went to one of the theaters in Memphis to catch a show over the weekend, and in the playbill, every single actor listed their preferred pronouns. And I'm like, why do I need to know this? Why is this important to me?
Yeah, it's literal insanity. I mean, this is just something that, like, I don't get it. I just don't get it.
All right. So are you doing well this summer, Josh? Because last I heard, you were highfalutin in Beverly Hills, hanging out at Rodeo Drive.
Yeah, no, summer's been good. Been traveling a lot for work recently. So was out in California for some work and made a trip down to L.A. just to check it out, see how things were. But, yeah, it's been a good summer so far.
So, what did you think about Rodeo Drive? Did you get to walk into any of the shops down there?
Yeah, we went. me and one of my friends I was traveling with for work. We went down there and we popped in a couple of stores. I mean, and Rodeo is the epitome of I'm trying to think of what word I want to use here. It's like the epicenter of like just the most expensive things in the country all in one place.
It's insane. So
it's fun to look at.
So I'll tell you, I went into one of those stores. Dalton Glasscock, the chief executive officer of this company that I own, asked for a keychain or something from one of these shops that all you folks shop at. I say kids, but y'all aren't kids; you're grown adults. So anyway, I go in there, and it was a keychain, and it was like $25, but it was like one of these cologne stores. So I needed to get some cologne. And the lady was incredibly attractive, and she was like, oh, this is what you need. And I had some that I got at Macy's back in Memphis for like, you know, I don't know, $30 or something, right? So I thought, okay, that's no big deal. And, you know, she was like adamant that I needed cologne, and I'm like, I put on some Rygar, and I smell okay. But so anyway, I get it there, and I'm paying the bill, and it was like $600.
Yeah, it is insanity because it was cologne, but like we walked into the store, it's a similar situation where like you know they have the salespeople and I'm like I get it, they're doing their job, but like we're like, shopping around and she's like oh like you need to buy I forget what it was, but she's like you need to buy this and then they're like okay like maybe like how much is it and they're like yeah similar it was like $600 or $700 I was like oh maybe not.
Oh, I'm like crazy. So there's a great hotel there, the Wilshire, Beverly Wilshire.
Yes.
Great hotel, great restaurant. Wolfgang Puck has a great restaurant there. I was having some dinner with friends and colleagues from my old Fox days down there, and it was just wall-to-wall celebrities in there, and everybody was having a good time, but it's a great little place. And all that to say, it is fun to go window shopping. I would not recommend purchasing anything on Rodeo Drive.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Todd.
All right, Josh, we got to talk about movies. Are you a big movie guy? Do you like to go out to the movies?
I mean, I would think so. I would say a casual person. Like, I like going to the movies, but I'm not like a fanatic.
I remember the last movie I think I went to go see was the Titanic, but that was in the 1990s. So I think I've been since then. But I do remember everybody cheering at the end. It was so funny because all the guys, when you go to see a movie like Titanic, the guys and the girls have very different reactions to that film. Mm-hmm. So like when Leonardo DiCaprio, am I going to spill the beans? I mean, everybody's seen Titanic. So when Leonardo DiCaprio turns into an ice cube, it's like all the girls are like weeping and then the guys are cheering.
it's a surreal movie, I guess, at the end there.
Okay. Anyway, but we're not talking about Titanic. I'm talking about this new Superman movie. Yes. And the director, James Gunn, has come out and has announced that they are going to make Superman, which is like an all-American superhero character. They're going to make him anti-Trump and woke. Are you shocked by this news?
Not really, and it's unfortunate, honestly, but not really. And if you look at the entertainment industry as a whole, you know, Brian, that we were talking about L.A. just now, I mean, there's so many people in that industry, and it's on the corporate side too, but in the entertainment industry, they're just pushing an agenda. And just out there putting their personal opinions, whatever, they should be focused on making a good product, number one. Like I like to say when it comes to this type of stuff, people should take the Dolly Parton approach. Dolly Parton, everybody loves her, and nobody knows what her politics are. I'm sure she votes and has her opinions, but she keeps them to herself, and everybody likes her because of it, and it's a great business model, too.
It's true. That's a great point. I like Dolly Parton, and that's the reason why. I love that. It was like Johnny Cash. You know, Johnny Cash. Oh, geez, Alou. Wow. How did the name just completely evacuate my brain? The former host of The Tonight Show. Someone will call in and remind me. The former name. Wow. My name. Yes, Johnny Carson. Thank you, Dylan.
Yes.
Johnny Carson.
That's right.
He never, I mean, he would poke fun at politicians, but he wasn't mean-spirited about it. And right. And that's the way
totally
it used
incredible.
To be.
Yeah, exactly. Like, whether it's him, like, yeah, for late night shows, like, the comedians are meant to make people laugh. Politics are a big part of, like, our lives. So, yeah, poke fun on both sides in good faith. But, unfortunately, we've kind of lost that, or some people have lost that, and now it's all just politics, 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 24/7.
All right, here is Sean Gunn. His brother is James, the director, and Sean is actually starring in Superman. And he was doing a red carpet interview in Hollywood the other day. Cut number 9, please.
Your boss, your brother, talked about Superman being an immigrant. And now MAGA is already upset that he's called Superman an immigrant. I wanted to get your reaction.
You know, my reaction to that is that it is exactly what the movie is about, I think. That, like, we support our people, you know? We love our immigrants. We love, yes, Superman is an immigrant. And yes, the people that we support in this country are immigrants. And if you don't like that, then you're not American. People who say no to immigrants are against the American way. They're against what the American dream is all about.
Truth, justice, and the American way.
Absolutely.
All right, Josh, you're the expert here. I mean, I have to imagine that marketing a movie is kind of like marketing a political candidate, and I'm not sure you want your candidate out there saying, well, if you don't love illegals, you're not an American.
Yeah, it's not a great strategy in my books, anyways. I wouldn't advise anybody to do that. But, it doesn't make any sense as to why someone with no credentials, arguably, talking about immigration policy in the United States. Granted, you could have an opinion, but this is a professional setting talking about the entertainment industry making a movie. You're not hosting a policy roundtable.
Yeah, thank you. I love that. Yes, can't we just go back to having movies that are entertaining? And, you know, if you want to do a political movie, great, do a political movie. But I don't understand why they're turning all of these beloved characters into spokespeople for left-wing causes. And I think at the end of the day, this is one of the reasons why Hollywood has gone slap crazy.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. It's unfortunate, it really is. But, you know, they make these decisions. We'll see how their business fares because of it. Maybe they do well, maybe they don't. We'll see. But, it's not the time or the place. It's about making a movie and entertaining people and not pushing a political agenda. And I would say the same thing if someone was making a movie
and was on the opposite side of things. It's just not meant to be about politics. It's meant to be about entertainment.
Well, there you go. All right, so you were in Hollywood. So where got another big trip planned coming up?
I'm actually heading down to Texas at the beginning of next week, another work trip, working on some midterms work, heading into next year, getting ready for that. So heading down to the great state of Texas, that should be fun. But besides that, I think that's it for the time being.
You know, on that note, by the way, the midterms, Elon, I know a lot of people are dismissing Elon Musk here, but I think his strategy, which I completely disagree with, is actually pretty brilliant, wanting to target maybe 5 to 10 congressional seats. Josh, that's all it would take to become a power player on Capitol Hill.
Absolutely. If, you know, Elon or anybody for that matter can go in and win, like you said, 5 to 10 of these seats. I mean, the House is divided basically right down the middle right now. Whether Democrats take a majority or Republicans hold the majority, it'd still be super slim. So if he can win a couple of seats, they can be some real power brokers in D.C. So I think both parties need to take note of that.
All right, if you're down in the Dallas area, you got to stop by SMU, visit the George W. Bush Library, and get yourself a Stetson hat, Jones.
Noted. Yeah. I haven't been there. I've been to Dallas before, but I've not been to the library.
It's a great library, great gift shop as well, and the ladies there will sell you everything, so just be prepared when you walk in.
Noted.
All right.
Noted. I think if I can survive Rodeo, I'll try to fly back.
Well said. We'll have to compare notes. Josh Jones, everybody, safe travels, my friend.
Thanks, Todd.
All right. Great American patriot there. You know, this is interesting. And again, I'm a big fan of the Superman genre, and it is a great American story. And the fact that they're doing this, and the guy says, well, if you don't support immigrants, you're not an American. All right, well, Superman's not an MS-13 gangbanger who's mooching off the American taxpayers, right? And then when you look and see what they've tried to do to the character over the years, back in 2006, when they came out with that new movie, they actually updated Superman's official motto. So instead of fighting for truth, justice, and the American way, they actually changed it to truth, justice, and all that other stuff. That was literally the logo. It's Superman fighting for truth, justice, and all that other stuff. What? Who does that? So anyway, they were talking about this last night on Fox. Cut number 12, please.
Is Superman super woke? James Gunn, the director of the latest reboot movie, said, quote, Superman is the story of America, an immigrant that came from other places and populated the country. But for me, it is mostly a story that says basic human kindness is a value and is something we have lost. Craig, do you think that's what Superman is all about?
Well, for one thing, it's a terrible analogy. I mean, with Superman, they are sending your best, you know. That's not escalator material. James Gunn nearly lost his job, career. Right? He was fired after they unearthed tweets containing pedophile jokes. So he was like banished, canceled. This is his way back. Mm. He's creating a moat of woke, enlightened opinion around him. A lot of Me Too suspects do that. James Franco did it. Harvey Weinstein donated a lot to Democrats because he was running around sexually assaulting people. So this is what you do.
He's got a woke shield.
A
woke moat.
Yeah.
Dana?
Well, I think that I'm at no risk of hurting my 22-year streak of not going to the movie theater.
Damn.
22 years?
Well, that's when I said it the other day on the show, Greg calculated correctly. It had been 22 years.
22 years, yeah.
I got to look at the script, and he's from Uganda. And there's a love scene with Batman and Robin.
Wow.
For real. A guy I know in Hollywood gave it to me. Big movie producer.
I think the big tell is the actual actor. His name is David Cornsweet, and he said, I guess he didn't change it to a better stage name. He found himself unable to say Superman's slogan, quote, truth, fighting for truth, justice, in the American way. He said, truth, justice, and all those good things. Aww. He refused to say the American way, and he's playing Superman.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Just a little smidge of what they were talking about on the Five last night. And don't forget the all-new Superman comic book that came out, and it featured, portrayed the Man of Steel as a gay dude who literally protests against ICE agents and battles climate change. They only published, like, three editions, and then they went belly up. So if the kryptonite doesn't kill Superman, woke Hollywood film directors will. Got to take a break. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starden Show. You know, I was thinking, though, of the best movies of all time. We've got to come up with a list of the best movies of all time, and I am curious to hear your thoughts on this. I would say anything that starred John Wayne has to be in the list. True Grit comes to mind right away. I am a huge fan. I truly believe that the greatest movie of all time was The Godfather, and it was The Godfather number two in the trilogy. So The Godfather number one was great, but I think the sequel was even better. And I will say this, Godfather 3, it kind of sucked. But 1 and 2 were pretty spectacular. Also, I am a big fan of Anchorman. I don't know, Will Ferrell did such an amazing job in that movie. And also the original Airport movie. The one that, not the parody, but the original movie that the parody was based on. Those have to be in my top movie, my top favorites. That and Harrison Ford. You know, I'm a big Harrison Ford fan. I know he's a little woke. Oh, and Clint Eastwood. Oh, geez, Lord, there are too many movies. The original Dirty Harry was... Dylan, have you seen the original Dirty Harry movie?
No, I've heard a lot about it.
You got to watch it. The car chase scene was so incredible, and it was all done without the special effects.
That's awesome.
So they were literally driving at just breakneck speeds through the, you know, down the hills and up the hills of downtown San Francisco. An amazing movie. And Clint Eastwood was just spectacular in that film. Gran Torino is a good film. I don't know if I'd put it in my top 10 list, but I'm curious to hear from you your favorite movies. Well, if you're putting together a list of maybe your top 5, your top 10 movies, what movie has to be on that list? 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. And we'll be taking your calls in the next hour. I'm kind of curious to hear your thoughts. My movie taste, it's all over the place. I love the John Grisham movies. I thought The Firm was a great film. And by the way, that movie was filmed here in Memphis, and it was so beautifully done. And that movie reminds you of how beautiful Memphis can be. And I think we had a guy a long time ago call in. He was actually in the movie. So anyway, we'll take your calls on that. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's talk about good favorite movies that are not woke. All right, hang tight, everybody. Got to take a quick break. Don't forget, head over to Amazon right away and get yourself a signed copy of my brand new book, Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. You're going to love that book, folks. Hang tight. Hour 3 coming up next.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, just got a note from Christopher over at our great affiliate in Florida. This is Largo, Florida. And earlier, if you missed the news at the top of the last hour, we have been named to the Talkers Magazine Heavy 100. By the way, a buddy of mine over at Newsmax said, you know, maybe they need to come up with a better descriptor than the Heavy 100. Way to ruin everything, Newsmax. I'm just kidding. So anyway, WBGS, that's AM 610 and 96.5 FM in Largo, Florida. They carry the Todd Stern Show on its on the daily lineup. They are independently owned, not corporate, and they are America's most ambitious Part 15 broadcaster. Well, we're just excited to be a part of the lineup there at that terrific radio station. I was checking out their website, WBGS 1610 AM in Largo, Florida. It's a great place to be, putting God first. That's what they have on the radio station website there. So I love that. And we are just so honored to have you guys hanging out with us over in Largo, Florida. All right. Before we're sort of taking a meandering walk. It's just a hot day in America, and there's a lot of bad news we've been covering and talking about, and we just need to take a little sidetrack here. And I was mentioning favorite movies, and we're going to come up with our own list, the Todd Stern Show list of favorite movies. And I'm wondering if you, ladies and gentlemen of the Todd Stern Show listening audience, a very prolific group of folk, I'm wondering if you actually have a favorite movie that you would like to add to the list. So let's start here in Clarksville, Georgia. Kay is hanging out with us today. All right, Kay, do you have some favorite movies out there?
My absolute all-time favorite is John Wayne in The Cowboy.
John Wayne the Cowboy.
Cowboys.
The Cowboys. All right, I've got that down. I'm not familiar with that one.
Oh, my gosh, you've got to see it. John Wayne is a rancher. It's a gold rush has happened, and all of his hands leave. And the only people he can get to do his roundup and cattle drive is boys in the nearby town. And he takes his kids, and it's just fabulous. You got to see it.
All right, so I'm putting this on the list, The Cowboys, starring John Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that is on our list, Kay.
My next favorite one is Gone with the Wind.
That is on my list, too. I love that movie.
Have you ever seen the movie that Kevin Costner has an important part, but it's a small part? It's called The War.
I have not seen that. It's called The War. I have not seen that movie, Kay.
It is actually, again, with kids. It's kids. His kids and a neighboring family that the kids are having a war. It's a good movie.
I've got
that.
The
Firm.
Oh, The Firm.
And The Client.
Both are terrific movies. I'm a huge fan. I will also say that she did a good job in the movie. It was the Pelican Brief.
Yes.
And what is her name? What, my brain is malfunctioning today. She was
terrible with names.
She was
Susan Sarandon.
Well, Susan Sarandon, but I'm thinking Julia Roberts is who I'm thinking about.
Yes.
Julia
yes.
Roberts. I will say this. I thought, go ahead. Is that your list? Is that your list,
Kay? That's my top five. Yes, sir.
Kay, I'm going to tell you, I got to cash in my man card for just a second. But the movie I'm about to tell you, if it's on, I'll sit and watch it. Steel Magnolias.
Oh, gosh, I forgot about it. Yes, that should be there.
So the lovely Miss Kristen, who comes in every day, and she does my makeup, and she gets me all presentable for TV, for Newsmax, she actually has a shop, a beauty shop, at her home, much like Dolly Parton's character did. And she can actually she's memorized the entire script. She can quote that movie line by line.
I could do part of it, probably, but I had just forgot about it. I am not a recent movie person. I haven't seen a one.
Yeah, you're not missing anything.
Anywhere near.
Yeah, you're not missing anything, Kay. Hey, by the way, remember the line about track lighting?
Yes.
We don't judge here. We don't judge. Dylan, y'all don't have track lighting in your home, do you?
I don't even know what track lighting is.
Okay, no, Dylan's good. Dylan's good. Oh, my Lord. All right, Kay. Well, we're adding your movies to the list here. I think I know the John Wayne movie you're talking about now, and that is a great movie. But again, Gone with the Wind, you can't beat it. It's just one of those great all-time films. Kay, thank you for calling in. All right, let's go to Stephen in Orange County, California. Hi, Stephen. All right, what's a favorite movie?
Hey, Todd, how's it going today? I've got a few modern ones to throw on the list before I forget them. But the movie Woodlawn, about the Woodlawn High School football team.
Oh yeah, that's a great faith-based film.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The movie Act of Valor, about the Navy SEAL operation. For those military.
I remember that one as well. Yeah. What else you got?
Yep. Remember the Titans.
That was a great football movie. You know, I'm a sucker for good football movies. Remember the Titans was a great one. Have you seen Draft Day with Kevin Costner by any chance?
I absolutely have. That's a go-to favorite. It's a little on the romantic side, but if they could have cut out about 80% of that, of the mushy scenes, and kept to the football.
I think it was about 90% football. There wasn't that much mushy stuff in Draft Day.
Oh, well, with like the Jennifer Garner, you know, going
oh yeah,
you know, having their all their yeah yeah
yeah. That's fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah,
it is. Great film score too for Draft Day as well.
It really is. I thought they did. It was just a terrific film, and I love how they sort of wove in the whole Cleveland Browns, and it was a good story. I appreciate a really good sports movie like that.
Big time, every time. Well, we just put three on the list right there. So
that's it. I love it. I love it.
All right.
All right, Steven, appreciate you calling in today, and thanks for listening out in Orange County, California. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Got to tell you about our great friends and brand-new partners over at the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and, man, are they doing a great job. AMAC is really the conservative alternative to AARP, which a little bit woke, if you ask me, but not AMAC. They're fighting every day to protect principles that make this nation great. Best part about it, it's not just for senior citizens. And I know that a lot of people are like, wait, what? No, it's true. It doesn't matter if you're 18 or 80. AMAC is for any American who loves the country and you want to see it protected for generations to come. Now, here's what you're going to do. You're going to pay a few bucks a year. You're going to get an incredible magazine. You're going to get access to some exclusive discounts. So those are awesome, like restaurant coupons, the whole nine yards, hotels, travel, you name it. You're also going to get some great helpful resources. And most importantly, you're going to be a part of a growing patriotic community that just refuses to back down. So I want you to go and check them out, amac.us/starns. That's amac.us/starns. Go and check them out and join the fight to keep America strong. All right, let's go back to the phones. Eddie in Georgia. Hey, Eddie, I understand you've got a favorite movie.
I do. I got a movie that I can watch over and over again. I just love it to death. I love Jimmy Stewart anyway, but when he did Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, I just love that movie.
May I confess something, and I don't want you to think less of me, Eddie. I haven't seen Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Oh man, it is. Well, it's wonderful. It could have been done today. He gets hit with all of the woke and the they're trying to destroy him, and they actually almost do. But it's really worth watching. It's a great movie.
You know what, Eddie? This weekend I'm going to watch Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Okay, I do have one thing I want to tell you. I do disagree with you on one thing you've done, and usually I don't.
Uh oh.
Blue plate mayonnaise is the best mayonnaise in the world.
Eddie, them's fighting words. It's... No. Look,
that's all I got.
You know what, Eddie? I was thinking about the other day. I may just do a whole segment on mayonnaise because I have tried blue plate, and I like. Look, if I was having to rank, I would rank blue plate just below Hellman's, and I know this is going to alienate me in the great state of North Carolina. I am Duke's mayonnaise is just a tad bit too tangy for me.
Okay.
Wow, we're launching the Mayo Wars. Way to go, Eddie. Appreciate it, Eddie. All right, my friend.
I love your show. I listen to it all the time.
Well, I'm glad you do. Thank you for that, Eddie. We appreciate all of our friends over at WDUN. All right, let's go to Drew in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Drew. What's your movie lineup looking like?
Yeah, Todd. Hey. I guess I don't
think I've ever developed like a list per se of like top five or top 10, but if I had to do it by genre per se, then I might do it like this. Maybe my favorite comedy might have to be Uncle Buck, the old John Candy Uncle Buck movie. That's a fantastic one of those.
Oh, John that was Hughes great. Movies. You can't beat John Candy. Yeah.
John Hughes, you know, that director, he did tremendous films back in the 80s.
Drew, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 33. So when I was a kid growing up in the 90s, those were still pretty popular. A lot of those John Hughes films and stuff. So, Uncle Buck. And then sports movie, my favorite sports might have to be The Field of Dreams, Kevin Costner, the baseball one.
Oh, that's a great movie. Great movie.
Yeah. And then lastly, I'll go one more. In terms of like a, I guess it'd be labeled a drama, one of my favorite dramas would be Legends of the Fall, Brad Pitt and Anthony Hopkins. If you've never seen that one, I would recommend checking that one out. I'm sure it's streaming somewhere if you haven't seen it. That's a great drama. World War One, and it's like a family-centered thing and out west and Montana. You know, there's different themes in it and stuff. That's a fantastic one.
You know, I would love to see – there was I'm still waiting for them to come up with a great movie about Pearl Harbor, and I will say that the Pearl Harbor movie called Pearl Harbor, it was okay, but there was just too much romance in that movie and not enough action. And I would say that Midway did a pretty good job of covering that, but again, I would like to see them maybe develop a great movie about, you know, the events leading up to Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That one that came out in the early 2000s, it was kind of corny, kind of
Ben Affleck.
Cheesy. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's never good when you're cheering when Ben Affleck gets shot down. So that's bad, you know. All right, Drew. Thanks for calling in. All right. We're gonna take a quick break. Going right back to the phone line. So hang tight. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right. Just got a text message from the owner of Patriot Talk 920, the number one talk station in Houston, Texas. And Matt Velasquez is the owner there. They've been doing radio for generations in that great family. He wanted to toss in his selection, Blazing Saddles, his number one favorite movie. Dylan, have you seen Blazing Saddles?
All these movies so far I've seen seemed very old to me.
Pardon me while I whip this out. Yeah, that's a great line.
See, I don't know.
The campfire scene for Blazing Saddles is one of the all-time great scenes in American cinematography.
Wow. My list is getting longer for things that I haven't seen yet.
Mm.
But I should, apparently.
Do you have some favorites? What's some of the shows on your list?
My 1-1 is Good Will Hunting. So that has to be one of the best movies of all time.
That's old school Matt Damon.
Yeah, so it was 1987. But I watch it over and over if I get a chance. Scarface, I have that on my list.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Al Pacino. I have Whiplash on my 3. So Whiplash, the drummer movie with J.K. Simmons, Miles Teller.
J.K. Simmons is an incredible actor.
Oh, yeah.
It's some of the stuff he's done on the screen, just unbelievable. Yeah. Good guy.
My favorite is his Spider-Man, the mean newspaper guy. I forget his name.
Oh, that's right. He played the editor of the Daily Bugle.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I have Top Gun Maverick. So that's one of my favorites. And then I have Soul to cap it off. Disney Pixar's Soul.
Oh,
in my top.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't think it would
make
it.
That's a little weird.
But it does make it.
Okay. That's your top list.
Yeah,
there.
That's it.
All right. Let's go to Thomas in Ocala, Florida, listening to us on WOCA. All right, Thomas. We've been talking movies. What's on your list?
Well, can it be my favorite movie if it makes me cry from start to finish?
Well, it could. Yeah, I think sometimes those are the best movies, I reckon.
Passion of the Christ.
Oh, that's all right. You went serious on us.
I'm sorry.
Thanks. No, that's a great movie, though, Thomas.
Well, it is my favorite, beyond a doubt.
You know, and they're doing it. Am I correct here? I believe I read somewhere that Gibson's doing a sequel to that.
I heard something about that, but I haven't verified it.
Okay. All right. We're going to look into that, Thomas. So we got you down. Passion of the Christ. That was an incredible, incredible film. That was one of those moments where I think the entire nation just kind of experienced a movie together.
I think so, and it really does make me cry from through the whole thing.
I know. I can understand why. Absolutely. Thomas, God bless you, my friend. Thank you for calling in. Let's go to Beverly in Gainesville, Georgia. Hi, Beverly. What say you?
Well, I'm about to start stirring the pot, but I'm okay with that.
All right. Let's start stirring, Beverly.
All right. First of all, it always proceeded with Walt Disney's Song of the South.
Well, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, Miss Beverly.
You got that right, and I still say zippity-doo-dah. I still sing that to myself a lot. I do. I love that.
I love it. All right, we got Song of the South. That actually is a great movie, by the way.
You know, that's based on Joel Chandler Harris's memoirs from his childhood. And I read all the Joel Chandler Harris's books growing up, and my mom read them to me. And I love nothing better than to read them out loud to just me and the book. And lapse into the, what do they call it, the dialect.
Is that, you know, Beverly, it's a little known story about Song of the South, but, you know, it was an Oscar-winning film. And the star of that, James Baskett, he was the very first black man to receive an Academy Award.
That's right. That's right. And he just did a super job. And nobody has been ugly to him, and nobody hated him.
It's a great movie. Hey, Beverly, hang tight. Don't hang up. We got to take a quick break, and we'll bring Beverly back. I think she wanted to say something else here. Folks, full lines. We'll be right back. Are you okay over there, Dylan? You all right there?
I'm not okay.
Dylan has never seen Blazing Saddles, and so I sent him over a quick clip of the campfire scene where they're all sitting around eating beans.
When you sent it to me, I was like, okay, they're just eating beans. What's the point? And then
it starts.
It starts, and it doesn't stop.
The magical fruit. The more you eat, the more you poop.
So it's a comedy.
It's a comedy. Okay. Blazing Saddles. It's a parody of the Westerns, and it is probably one of the funniest movies I have seen. It's a hoot. All right, let's go back to the phones. Believe it or not, a lot of folks, look, here's the deal. There's a lot of terrible news in the headlines, and you know, every now and again, you have to take a little off ramp and just decompress just a smidge. And that's what we're doing today, talking about our favorite all-time movies. And we're putting together a list here. And we have full lines. Now, Beverly in Gainesville, Georgia, the break interrupted us, Beverly. But you were telling me that that you had a favorite film, Song of the South. Was there another film that you wanted to mention?
Yes, and some people might consider this the other end of the spectrum, but I like it too. The Help. It's a newer movie.
So
it just came out 3 or 4 years ago. The Help.
You know, Beverly, not only have I seen that movie, I actually enjoyed that film. And I will say this, that I went to that was filmed in the Mississippi Delta in Greenville, Mississippi. And what an incredible town. And if you ever get a chance to go out there, they actually have a New York style, like 5-star luxury hotel that is right across from the Viking Range, their cooking school. So you can go and you can learn how to cook and you can stay at their luxury hotel right there in the Mississippi Delta.
Cool.
But that is a great film and it was so well done. Someone offered me a slice of chocolate pie the other day, Beverly, and I took a pass.
Yeah, mother and I have laughed about that. She and I took her, and she and I just laughed all the way back from the movie. And every time we see previews of it on TV, we laugh. And we said, what about this and what about that? What, you know, it just, it always just, as we say in Georgia, it just tickled us to death.
Well, it does. You just don't ever want to be a two-slice hilly, do you?
No. But everybody knows one.
That's true. Oh, this is true.
If you're in Georgia, you know a hilly.
This is true. All right, Beverly, you did not stir the pot. I think you filled our pot, and that's great stuff. Appreciate you calling in. All right, 901-260-5926. Let's go to Aubrey in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Hi, Aubrey, what's on your mind today?
All kinds of things, but let's talk about movies.
Well, all right, let's do that.
Let's go to the early 40s for my first one, Casablanca.
Oh, wow. That is old school right there, my friend.
That's me, old school.
Wow. What's it? Hold on. Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman.
Yes.
Great movie.
Here's looking at you, kid.
Oh, that's a great line. Great line.
Also, The Green Beret, John Wayne.
Yeah.
The Green Mile.
Wow, that's a great movie, too. Was Tom Hanks in that movie?
Yes.
Yeah, he was. You know, I like Tom Hanks. I don't like his politics, but the guy's a pretty darn good actor.
Yes, he is.
All right, we've got you down here, Aubrey. These are two fine selections, Casablanca and The Green Berets. Let's go to Wayne in New Bern, North Carolina. Hi, Wayne. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Well, later in my life here, my hands down is Tombstone.
Tombstone. Now, is that the was there more than one version done? There was a most recent version.
One with Kurt Russell.
That's it. Yeah, that's actually a great movie.
And I would say one I used to could, and I judge them by, if I can watch them over again, you know, within the relatively short period of time. The other one was a traditional way back when I was young, and it was The Wizard of Oz. It was, watched it every year.
You know, I don't know why as a kid, you know, I watched that as a small child, and that movie just terrified me. I think it was The Tornado or something. That movie just terrified me.
The bats, maybe?
Or that, yeah, or the little midget people. That's why I didn't like the Oompa Loompas.
Yeah.
What was that? Anyway. Willy Wonka. Sorry. I'm causing problems here. I'm causing problems, Wayne.
But that Tombstone, it's like the favorite line in there was, I'm your Huckleberry. And I've got a shirt that says that as well. So
I'm your Huckleberry. I love that. Wayne, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. You know, another great I was trying to think of some great war movies. There's an amazing one, and I think this is one of my favorite Mel Gibson movies, We Were Soldiers. And whenever I'm out giving a speech, there's a certain scene that I actually describe in my speech from that movie. We Were Soldiers is actually based on a true story. And also, as a radio guy, Dylan, you got to watch Good Morning Vietnam with Robin Williams. That was a fast, and again, also based on a true story. All right, 901-260-5926. Let's go to CD in Atlantic Beach, North Carolina. Hi, CD. Got a favorite movie?
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I got a few of them, if I can name them off.
Yes, sir. Let's go for it.
Okay, I got Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, man. Was that Sally? Who was the?
Sally Fields.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyhow, then I've got Urban Cowboy, and then I've got Officer and the Gentleman. The same girl played in Urban Cowboy that was in both movies. I can't remember her name, but I had a crush on her. That's why I like these movies so much. But anyhow, though, and then Old Yeller.
Oh man, and, that one makes me cry.
Well, I had to say it because everybody's been naming off these Walt Disney. That was one of the best, as far as I'm concerned. And then we go back to the football movies, Marshall. That was based on, where all the football players got killed in an airplane leaving East Carolina after they had played a football game. And but that's a real touching movie. And going back, I really want to say something about the Cowboys that John Wayne was in. That was one of the few movies that he died in. And them boys went back, tried to find a grave, put a headstone up for him. That's a real cool movie. That's one of the best movies as far as I'm concerned.
All right, I'm watching this weekend. I'm watching the Cowboys, and I'm going to be watching Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. And I think what we're going to have to do, CD, is create a much bigger movie list, because I think we've already gone well beyond our top 10 favorites.
Yeah, man, and I appreciate you doing that. Like I say, change a little pace here. And but that's some good movies. All the ones that everybody's been talking about is all good.
That's it. All right, CD, you keep things real over in Atlantic Beach. Thank you for calling in. What was the movie? Somebody will know this. It was a Vietnam War era movie, and the sergeant of the it was the gunnery sergeant, and it was R. Lee Ermey. He was he's the guy that starred as the, and I want to say it's Full Metal Jacket, but I'm not sure. That was an insane movie. It's one of those movies where you're like, holy crap, what did I just watch? Just unbelievable. All right, 901-260-5926. Speaking of watching, Newsmax tonight, 5 o'clock, the Todd Stern Show. We have a jam-packed lineup. Live reports from Texas, by the way, coming up tonight. Newsmax, by the way, just went public on the New York Stock Exchange. And millions of people are now switching over and watching Newsmax. 40 million Americans now go to Newsmax for shows like The Todd Stern Show, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty. Be sure to download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone. You can start watching President Trump, big fan of what we're doing. And you can get the free Newsmax app. Also, check out Newsmax shares on the New York Stock Exchange. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. All right, let's go to Patty in Statesville, North Carolina, WSIC. Patty, are you a big movie buff?
Yeah, I mean, I love my movies. Well, anything with Clint Eastwood, but I'm going to narrow it down because my father, this is a true story, he grew up in Jersey, and so did Jimmy Van Cleef, who played the bad in The Bad, the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. My father was very good friends with him.
And is that right?
Yes. My father was very good friends with Jimmy Van Cleef. And that's what I love about Melania. She always, you know, when she wore the hat for, Melania wore that hat when Trump won presidency. That's after Jimmy Van Cleef.
I had no earthly idea, Patty, but I am a big Clint Eastwood fan. I was loved the Dirty Harry movies.
Dirty Harry's great. And what you said before with the scene with the car racing, that's Steve McQueen in Bullet.
Well, no. But Clint Eastwood also, there was a great car chase scene in the start of Dirty Harry. But you're right with the Bullet, and that was Steve McQueen. And, man, what a great actor he was.
Oh, he died so soon, right? He died of lung cancer, and he died very soon. He was only 50 years old when he passed away.
Young guy.
But yes, he was. And I'm going to tell you, another one of my favorite movies is anything with Jimmy Stewart, too. I mean, nobody's mentioned It's a Wonderful Life. I'm surprised.
I like It's a Wonderful. It's good to watch during the holidays, and maybe that's the reason why it's just on so much that people don't really appreciate it.
So I'm going to throw this out to you. Cool Hand Luke. Come on, Todd. When Paul Newman eats all those eggs, tell the truth.
What am I telling the truth about?
So Cool Hand Luke is like, George Kennedy was great in that movie. George Kennedy actually won an Oscar for that. And I'm telling you, it's a great movie. Paul Newman always escaping and always catching him.
Let me tell you something about George Kennedy. You know, he was a big star of those airplane disaster movies, like that started up in the early 1970s? Do you remember all those? I was terrified.
Wow.
So by the time like 77 rolls around and we're all flying down to Walt Disney World with the grandparents, I was terrified to get on board an airliner.
Yeah, you had the airplane movies. Let me get back to Cool Hand Luke, and I got another one for you too. I loved American Graffiti.
Oh, that was a great, yeah, America. And by the way, that was Ron Howard was in that movie. Of course, Ron Howard was played Opie in the Andy Griffith Show back in Mayberry. So, great movie.
This is one other movie that a lot of people don't, anything with, you know, a Gene Hackman too, is Mississippi Burning.
Okay, we're going to have the 1,000 best movies in America. That's what we're going to have to do, Patty. We got, the list is getting too long here.
Yeah, and one more. And before
you're killing me, Patty. You're killing me.
The Godfather 2, you can't compare that. Well, that's the best movie ever. That is one of the best movies ever, Godfather 2. But let me tell you something. One of my favorites is Apocalypse Now with Robert Duvall. The favorite line is when he gets up and he says, "I love the smell of napalm in the morning."
That's true. That was a great movie. You got to love Duvall. He's a good guy. Patty, it's good hearing from you. We're going to let you go. We can squeeze in another call before we got to take a break. Let's say hello to Gina in Athens, Georgia. All right, Gina, what you got for us?
Hey, Todd. So I may be repeating some because I was at work and I couldn't listen consistently, but my all-time favorite that I've watched a million times is Jaws. Has anyone said Jaws?
Oh, that's – no one said Jaws.
What? Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, it's like my all-time favorite. Of course, especially summer movie, right?
True story. When we went down for the big Disney World trip with the grandparents back in the 1970s, they were filming Jaws 2 on the beach, and we were down there, and we actually got to see, you know, they had this kind of like mechanized shark, and we got to see the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, yes. That would be like my favorite thing in the world to do if I saw something like that. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Jaws 2, you say?
Jaws 2.
That was for Jaws 2?
That was for Jaws 2.
It was still good. But the first one I saw, because this was the 50th anniversary, right? I'm 56. So I saw that movie. I'm 57. I'm sorry, I'm lying. I saw that movie at Daytona Beach years ago with my parents. And real quick, I have to agree with you on Anchorman and Anchorman 2. Oh, my gosh, so funny.
It's good stuff, and primarily because that really that's how TV news really is. That's what makes it so hilarious. It really is like that.
Especially now, right?
Yes. All right, Gina, by the way, you and I are the same age, so happy birthday to us. All right, Gina, take care. Folks, hang tight. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, some good news from the cabinet meeting up in the White House today. President Trump, clearly he has been hearing from a lot of people around the country, listeners of our radio program. I've been writing about this on our website, and people have been going bonkers over what he said Thursday, suggesting that he was working on legislation to protect the illegals working in the farming industry and the service industry. Well, the president just said at the cabinet meeting that he will not be granting amnesty to those individuals. We don't know what that means, but we know that they won't be getting amnesty. So there may be some other workaround. But again, there are already visas in place for people. So there's no reason for you to be here illegally and working in a farm when we've got all of these great resources available to you. And by the way, to that point, again, this president, and you need to know this about this radio program, we don't walk lock, stock, and barrel with anybody, right? So there are certain things that I'm very passionate about. And if, you know, the White House decides to go in a different direction, then we're going to say something about it. I have no problem doing that. That doesn't mean I don't like the president or I don't like the administration at all. It's just a matter of, and honestly, the president needs those kind of people around him. He doesn't need to be surrounded by yes men. The president needs to know there are people out there. I'm not looking for anything from this president, not looking for a handout, not looking for anything. There are a lot of people who are, though, and that's what concerns me because those people become yes men, and that's a big problem. All right, we've got time for one more call, and my apologies. We've got a lot of folks weighing in today. Let's go to Kentucky, our good friend Pastor John. Pastor John, what's your favorite movie?
I'm going to make it real quick, Todd. I know you fix your time. First one, Passion of the Christ, all-time classic. Love it. second one is Gettysburg, and the third one is Gods and Generals. People seem to neglect what history is. They need to learn from it, but the Passion of the Christ brought so many people to the Lord as their Savior. Those are my three favorite all-time movies.
You know, well, thank you, Pastor John. And, you know, it's interesting about Gods and Generals. Robert Duvall played Robert E. Lee, but the character in that movie that really did it for me was the guy that played Stonewall Jackson. What an amazing movie that was. All right, well, Pastor John, thank you for that. Wow, we're going down memory lane in the movies today. And we didn't even get to Miss Cassie's. We're going to have to get her numbers. We'll get her movies tomorrow. Dylan is saying, no, we don't want to hear those. They're girly movies, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, we've got to be fair about it, so we'll try it tomorrow. Hey, folks, 5 o'clock tonight, Newsmax. We're back here noon Eastern. Get out there and be good, America.